We are joined by Joe Papagallo, head football coach at Malden High School, getting ready for Peabody this week in the first round of the MIAA playoffs. And, Coach, I got to start right off with your game last week. You beat Everett for the first time in, over 20 years for Malden. And tell us about that game. And, by the way, welcome. Welcome to our program.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been 24 years, actually. And actually, I think it's 25 or 26 times because we played them four times the last 2 years due to the playoff format. Listen, I've been there since 2009. I was an assistant coach in 2005. So we've come close a couple times. So it was nice to finally get the monkey off our back. Our kids were well prepared. They had a great week of practice, and then they were able to implement the game plan. And you got to take your hat off to the student athletes because that's what it comes down to. That's why we all do this, I'm pretty sure, for the guys that are in between the lines.
Well, Joe, tell us about the some of the players that contributed last week, but I'm sure they're contributing throughout the year for you. And, you know, if you were a scout kind of looking at your team, what would you tell me about Malden?
Well, I think defensively, we're probably one of the faster overall defenses. We don't have a lot of size. We've been the smallest team on the field in every game we played this year as far as stature. But we make up with it with some good, really good team speed. But we're fortunate we have a couple good singular players as far as individualistic players that are being recruited by Division I's. You would start off with number one, Jorgensen Exelholm, who was the fastest student athlete at the Combine down at Gillette this year when he ran a 4.38 40 and also bench pressed 300 pounds. And, he plays slot and strong safety for us, and he's getting recruited by the likes of Villanova and a couple of other Division I schools. Also, his brother, Danley Exelholm, he's an inside linebacker and our starting running back, also getting recruited by a handful of Division I schools. Lincoln Ibanda, our tight end and defensive end, he's a really good player getting recruited by maybe not Division I schools, but, he's getting looked at by Bentley and, some of those type schools, et cetera. But, overall, I think that we are team-oriented and family football-oriented, and we do everything as a family. So, I pick out a couple guys, but ultimately it's been a team effort all year.
Well, tell me about Jared Martino, your quarterback. He's just a sophomore.
Yeah, we started the year off with somebody else and just found that he wasn't quite getting the job done. And Jared had showed a lot of promise as a freshman last year and then was starting to pick the offense up really quickly this year. So his ability to, number one, run the ball, so we're a spread option team, so he can run the darn thing. But he also makes nice decisions on the run, and like I said, he grasps the offense. So he can get the ball into the hands of our talented athletes, and he's also a talented athlete. So it's been a good combination. Heck, he threw 8 touchdowns in, 2 weeks, a few weeks back. So, he's been an asset for sure.
Well, you're actually kind of leading me to my next question, because I was looking at your scores, and there have been a number of games where you have scored a lot in your games, in your wins. So tell me about that. Is that, and yet on the other hand, too, there are teams that have defended you at times this year.
Yeah, I'm going to be frank. We really haven't been stopped. We've really stopped ourselves. And that's hard for a coach to admit to, because ultimately it comes down, to our ability as a coaching staff to prepare our student athletes. So, we played Lawrence, for instance, and got shut out, but we had a bad day as far as penalties are concerned. We had 14 penalties in that game. 2 touchdowns called back, 9 first downs called back. So it was probably the most frustrating game I ever coached in, where we physically outmatched them, but just didn't put enough points on the board to stop them. So, we felt like that was really us not being disciplined enough as a unit, and then the same thing at Malden Catholic, it's a 7-7 game. We snapped the ball over the punter's head with 30 seconds left, gave them a, real short field, and they took advantage of the situation, defeated us. So, like to think we defeated ourselves a couple times. And then the CGM game, we just came out flat out of the middle of nowhere. So, all I can do is look in the mirror at myself and say, hey, coach, you got to do a better job. And we've been able to do that on occasion. And certainly if we can have our student athletes have that same emotional attachment to the outcome of this playoff game as we did to the Everett game, we should at least be competitive.
Well, I like that, Coach, when you can defeat yourself. That improves your record, really, overall, doesn't it?
No, geez, it certainly does. But that's how we honestly feel about it. You know, I can give you some coaches and stuff.
Yeah,
but
I know.
That's the fact of the matter.
No, I got you. Hey, last question or two on Peabody. So you're going to Peabody, renewing that GBL rivalry that you had years ago with Peabody. And is Peabody just Doug Santos, or how do you defend them?
Well, no, you know, they have a good overall team. Coach Betancourt's done a good job with them. We've scrimmaged them preseason the last couple of years. So, you know, we've measured ourselves against them, and I'm imagining they've done the same thing as a Division I North foe. You know, ultimately, yeah, it's Northeast Conference, GBL and all that, but we're really a 12-team Division I North, you know, conference at this point in time. And we've been pretty competitive with them. And but, you know, Doug is a good player. There's no doubt about it. And that's our number one priority, is to stop him. But, you know, I'm going to imagine you could stop him and still lose to them because they have other good, talented athletes. You know, Mr. Daugherty's a pretty good player. And, you know, yeah, we got our hands full. And, you know, one more thing, they're not as big as all the other teams we played, but they appear to be just as quick as us. So, you know, that's going to be a different deal for us, is dealing with a smaller, quicker team.
Yeah, well, that's good insight. And, Joe, let me ask you anything else about Malden football that we should know heading into this game this weekend that I didn't ask you about?
Well, you know, I will tell you this. We all look at it as football games. I get the other end of the spectrum. I get to look at them as people, as human beings. One of the funnest years ever to coach because of the student athletes, with great attitudes, a lot of off-season commitment, great job helping out in the off-season with Special Olympics and doing some other things here in the community. So not only are they able to play a little bit of football, but they're great kids, and that has made this fun.
All right, Joe, if you can hold on the line with me for just a second, but I'll wrap it up. Joe, thanks very much for joining us. Joe Papangallo, the head football coach at Malden High School on MSONewsSports.com.